आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: गवर्नमेंट एग्रीज टू रिफर वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन बिल्स टू जॉइंट पार्लियामेंट्री कमिटी फॉर वाइडर कंसल्टेशंस। Union Home Minister Amit Shah says BJP will bring uniform civil code in every state under its rule. National Testing Agency to conduct only entrance tests for admission to educational institutions from next year and not to hold any recruitment exam. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval to take part in India-China Special Representative's talks in Beijing today. Sri Lanka to offer visa-free travel to Indian nationals from next month. And West Indies beat India by 9 wickets in the second Women's T20 International to level 3-match series 1-1. The government has referred the One Nation, One Election ONOE bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee JPC for wider consultations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah told Lok Sabha that Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself suggested that the bill should be sent to the JPC as there should be a detailed discussion over it at every level.
Pradhan Mantri ji ne swayam mansa vyakt kari thi ki isko JPC ko dena chahiye, is par vistrut charcha sabhi star par honi chahiye. JPC mein sari charcha hogi aur jab JPC ke report ke aadhar par cabinet isko parit karegi tab bhi phir se charcha honi hai.
Mr. Shah's statement came amid an uproar in the Lok Sabha as Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal tabled the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Law Amendment Bill 2024 to enable simultaneous polls. Soon after the bills were introduced in the Lok Sabha, the opposition party leaders registered their objections with the bill. While introducing the bills in the lower house of parliament, Mr. Meghwal had said that the government is ready to send ONOE to the JPC. He also termed the objection to ONOE bills as political in nature.
संसद के अनुच्छेद 327 के तहत लोकसभा और विधानसभाओं के चुनाव को एक साथ कराने के लिए संविधान में उचित संशोधन करने का अधिकार है। जब मैंने बताया, जब बात जेपीसी की आई गई तो डिटेल चर्चा जेपीसी में होगी। 1983 से चुनाव आयोग ने अपनी वार्षिक रिपोर्ट में लोकसभा और विधानसभाओं के चुनाव एक साथ कराने का विचार किया। 41 साल से पेंडिंग आई है।
The two bills are aimed at holding Lok Sabha and state assembly elections simultaneously in the country. The JPC is an ad hoc committee set up by the Parliament to conduct a thorough examination of a specific subject or bill. It consists of members from both houses and the ruling and opposition parties. However, the number of members and the composition of the JPC are not limited. The JPC is dissolved after the examination is completed. The JPC's recommendations are advisory and the government is not required to abide by its decision. The committee can also gather evidence from experts and consult public bodies, associations, individuals and other interested parties. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the BJP will bring Uniform Civil Code UCC in every state under its rule as the party did in Uttarakhand. Concluding the discussion in the Rajya Sabha on the 75 years of adoption of the Constitution, Mr. Shah launched a scathing attack on the Congress for failing to implement the UCC across the country. The Home Minister accused the Congress of appeasement politics and asked the party to clarify why there should not be a common law for every religion in a secular nation.
कांग्रेस पार्टी को इस सदन में सार पूछना था, क्या पंथ निरपेक्ष राष्ट्र के अंदर सभी धर्मों के लिए एक कानून होना चाहिए या नहीं होना चाहिए, इसकी कांग्रेस पार्टी स्पष्टता करे। 1973 से 16 तक 11 बार देश की सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने यूसीसी लाने का आग्रह देश की और राज्य की सरकारों ने किया है। उत्तराखंड में भारतीय जनता पार्टी की सरकार ने यूसीसी लाया।
Mr. Shah also lashed out at the Congress over its allegations concerning electronic voting machines, EVM, saying some of those who made complaints about the results in Maharashtra celebrated it in Jharkhand, where JMM-led India Bloc won the assembly elections. The debate on 75 years of the Constitution started in Rajya Sabha on Monday and lasted 2 days. Lok Sabha held the debate last week. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the National Testing Agency, NTA, will conduct only competitive entrance tests for admission to educational institutions from next year and will not hold any recruitment exams. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, he said that the idea is to conduct error-free exams and fix accountability. Mr. Pradhan said education and health ministries are deliberating on whether to conduct the medical entrance exam NEET UG in pen and paper mode or online mode. The minister said the detailed modalities for NEET UG is likely to be announced in 2 to 3 weeks. He said the CUET UG will continue to be held once a year. The education minister shared recommendations of committee headed by former ISRO chairman K. Radhakrishnan for the smooth and fair conduct of exams and strengthening of NTA. President Draupadi Murmu will be inaugurating several new facilities at the Rashtrapati Nilayam in Bolaram near Hyderabad today. The new facilities include a visitor's new facilitation building and a souvenir shop at the Nilayam. She will also be laying the foundation stone to various development initiatives that have been taken up at the Nilayam. She'll be presenting the President's colours to the College of Defence Management in Secunderabad on Friday. The Department of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare has witnessed a six-fold increase in budget allocation from nearly 21,000 crore rupees during 2013-14 to 1,22,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. In a written reply to the Lok Sabha Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Ramnath Thakur said that the major schemes being implemented for farmers' welfare include the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan, Pradhan Mantri Kisan Mandhan Yojana, PM KMY, Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, PM FBY, and the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund. Science and Technology Minister Jitendra Singh launched India's first-of-its-kind anti-pesticide bodysuit, Kisan Kavaj, in New Delhi yesterday. This bodysuit is designed to protect farmers from the harmful effects of pesticide exposure. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh said that the Kisan Kavaj is a groundbreaking solution addressing a critical gap in farmer safety.
कि अभी तक हम एक्सपोजर होने के बाद का इलाज करते थे अब ये प्रिवेंटिव हेल्थ केयर का इलाज होने लगा स्पेसिफिकली टारगेटिंग द फार्मर कम्युनिटी के किस और इसकी ये खूबी है कि ये वॉशेबल है 150 बार धोया जा सकता है इसके अलावा इसकी मिनिमम लाइफ स्पैन 2 बरस है उससे ज्यादा भी चल सकता है
The event also saw the distribution of the first batch of Kisan Kavach suits to farmers. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal will take part in the India-China Special Representative's talks in Beijing today. The talks aimed at restoring the bilateral ties stalled for over 4 years due to military standoff in eastern Ladakh. Mr. Dobhal will hold the 23rd round of the Special Representative's SR talks with his Chinese counterpart and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. They are expected to discuss a range of issues to rebuild the bilateral ties following the October 21st agreement of disengagement and patrolling in eastern Ladakh between the two countries. Indians will be among the nationals from 39 countries who will have free visas to travel to Sri Lanka from January 2025. This was announced by the visiting Sri Lankan Foreign Minister Vijitha Herath during an interaction organised by the India Foundation in New Delhi. He said a parliamentary gazette notification will be made next January where Sri Lanka will give free visas to 39 countries, including India. He also expressed hope that India will give the same facility to the Sri Lankans also. French President Emmanuel Macron has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi after India extended his support in the aftermath of the cyclone Chido, a devastating storm that struck the French archipelago of Mayotte on Saturday. Prime Minister Modi had earlier conveyed his condolences. He further said that India stands in solidarity with France and is ready to extend all possible assistance. Responding to Mr. Modi's message, President Macron thanked him on social media. At least 22 people have been killed and over 1,400 injured in Mayotte after the cyclone. In Nepal, 5-day Bhaktpur Mahotsav witnessed lakhs of footfall. The purpose of the festival was to introduce the world to Bhaktpur's unique and historic art, culture and way of life. Bhaktpur is a district in Kathmandu Valley that that has UNESCO heritage, sites such as Bhaktpur Darbar Square and the Changu Narayan Temple in its perimeter. We have a report from a correspondent.
In the crowded Bhaktapur festival, foreign tourists were seen flocking at local delicacy stall, feasting on Myomari, Jujudau, Bada and traditional Nevari Khaja. In the Darbar Square, Pauha painting exhibition, an exhibition of traditional sculptures in bronze, stone and wood, was on display. Tourists dotted around the podium of cultural dance performances, where artists performed Barahi dance and Lakhi dance. Music bands from different schools as well as local community groups marched on different streets and lanes playing flutes and traditional instruments. Handicraft items made by local people were on exhibition come sale. Shweta Singh for Akashwani News, Bhaktapur.
Moving on to the world of sports, we have updates from cricket, badminton and chess. We have a report.
In women's cricket, West Indies beat India by 9 wickets in the second T20 International to level the three-match series 1-1 at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai last night. Captain Hayley Matthews led from the front with 85 runs unbeaten as the West Indies chased down the target of 160 with 26 balls to spare. She was declared player of the match. Next update is from the badminton, where Indian women's doubles pair Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand achieved their career best ranking of 11 in the latest BWF World Rankings. Meanwhile, in the men's singles, Lakshya Sen remains the best Indian male shuttler with a world ranking of 12. In women's singles, PV Sindhu jumped one place to become world number 15. The only Indian shuttlers in the world's top 10 across categories, Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty, are currently ranked 9th in the world. In chess, newly crowned world champion D. Gukesh has pulled out of the upcoming FIDE World Rapid and Blitz Championship. Arjun Erigaisi and R. Pragyananda will represent India in the event. The FIDE World Rapid and Blitz Championships will be held from December 26 to 31 in New York. Manik Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In cricket, Australia were 11 for 1 in the second innings of the third test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Gabba in a short while ago. Australia is leading the match with 196 runs. Earlier, the match was delayed due to rain and cloudy weather. In the first innings, India were all out for 260 in response to Australia's 445 on day 5 of the Gabba test. Resuming the day at 252 for 9, India added 8 runs in 24 balls. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Abhishek. One nation, one poll bill tabled in Lok Sabha to be sent to House panel leads the Asian age. Dobhal in China, LAC piece on gender, writes the Tribune. Space bill draft set for consultation in quarter one financial year 2026, reports the Economic Times. India's oil imports rebound in November, with refineries back in full swing, writes the Indian Express. Blast in Moscow kills Russian general accused of chemical use, notes the Times of India. Over 30 Delhi schools get bomb threat, states a pioneer. Sports minister supports Fit India movement by cycling, reports the Hindu. And finally, Indian media and entertainment industry to outpace global growth rate to reach $19.2 billion, reports the Statesman. With that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And in some more news, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Rajasthan today. Similar conditions also expected over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad during the next 2 to 3 days. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government agrees to refer One Nation, One Election bills to Joint Parliamentary Committee for wider consultations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says BJP will bring uniform civil code in every state under its rule. National Testing Agency to conduct only entrance tests for admission to educational institutions from next year and not to hold any recruitment exam. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal to take part in India-China Special Representative's talks in Beijing today. Sri Lanka to offer visa-free travel to Indian nationals from next month. And West Indies beat India by 9 wickets in the second Women's T20 International to level 3-match series 1-1. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.